In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Pentecost, where we see the Holy Spirit come upon the disciples, and all the believers were gathered in the upper room. And this is one of the major feasts that we celebrate in our Orthodox Church. And the Holy Spirit coming upon the believers in the New Testament is not like when we hear the Holy Spirit working with the people in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit used to come, for example, on Saul the king, maybe to perform a certain function or to prophesy about something. All the prophets in the Old Testament were enjoying the descent of the Holy Spirit upon them temporarily, just to work something, to let them do something pertaining to the work of God. But in the New Testament, we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming upon us and dwelling in us and being with us, helping us throughout our way to the kingdom. So how does the Holy Spirit work within us? The Holy Spirit actually works within the church as a group and works also in each individual, in each one of us. Without the work of the Holy Spirit in us, no one can make it to the kingdom. Even confessing that the Lord Jesus Christ is God who came in the flesh, this is the work of the Holy Spirit, and when we respond to it, we will come to know this fact. So how does the Holy Spirit work within us? First of all, He helps in our weaknesses. How this happened? Let us heed St. Paul speaking to the Romans. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. When we stand in prayer, you do not only like say what you say and nothing is working within you. Actually, when you stand in prayer, you are pushed by the Holy Spirit to stand and talk with your Creator. And meanwhile, while you are standing, the Holy Spirit inside you is also sending intercessions and supplications on your behalf and speaking on your behalf to make God to look upon you with the eyes of mercy. So look here how we lose when we do not pray. How much actually we lose when we neglect the prayer? We lose this intercession and supplications that the Holy Spirit is working within those people who stand and talk with God the Almighty. We have to be very careful, my brethren, lest we might quench the Spirit. We might make His voice not to be heard at all, and His intercessions are not there at all on our behalf, when we ignore prayers and neglect it, and we feel like we are very slack and lazy to do it, and there is nothing we gain out of this, we feel bored. When we do this, we lose this intercession that is uttered by the Holy Spirit within us. He helps our weakness. We do not know actually how to pray in the way that God requesting us to do, but He intercedes on our behalf. Not only so, but He also convicts the world of sin. Every time we commit something against the goodness of God, we hear this Holy Spirit in us rebuking us for doing so. If we don't hear it, then we have a big problem. Then actually, we started really not to hear Him at all. When we, for example, ignore the church, ignore coming to the church, ignore coming to know the truth, and we feel we are okay, we have then actually a problem. The Holy Spirit is not heard in our ears anymore. He convicts us, not only convicts us, but also He pushes us to come and confess our sins, and then we wash our sins in the blood of the Lamb. He does all of this inside us. What He is requesting from us to respond. Whenever you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Come and acknowledge that you are a sinner, confess your sins, and then you will find rest. You will be justified. It is the Holy Spirit that works within us in order that we say that I am a sinner. My brethren, yes, a lot of people can utter these words without knowing what does it mean. Just saying it for the sake of being identified as humble people. When we say to each other, I am a sinner, forgive me. Like good morning, and the other person say good morning for you. But the real repentance, when we are convicted, and this conviction will lead us to do something, will lead us to change. If this conviction is not able to make us to change, we will just stay in this status quo. We keep what we're doing, and then we feel like now by coming maybe sometimes to the church, we became saints, then we are not responding to the work of the Spirit inside us. The Holy Spirit also comforts our souls. Yes, if the Holy Spirit will rebuke us and convict us only, without giving us hope that the Lord will accept us, then we might fall into despair. We might feel like, how can I will be accepted by any way or mean before God? But the Holy Spirit doesn't stop only on convicting the world. More, he comforts our souls. Heed St. John saying in his gospel, actually the Lord Christ speaking in the gospel of St. John saying, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. A helper inside us to comfort our souls. When we are grieving, when we feel like we are lonely, we are left by ourselves, it is the Holy Spirit that brings comfort to our hearts. But heed him. Give your ears to him. Listen to him carefully, and he will you will receive comfort. The Holy Spirit not only helps in our weaknesses, convicts the world, comforts our souls, he also guides us to know God. There is no way any person will come to know God except through the Holy Spirit. Why now the world is moving towards being more and more atheist, people more and more becoming adopting this atheism? Simply because they do not know the Holy Spirit. Everybody speaks about the Holy Spirit, but no one heeds him. No one really responds to what the Holy Spirit is doing inside the heart. So there is no amazement here now when we see that the people and the world is moving away from God. No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. We know God because we have the Spirit of God inside us. We know the truth because the Spirit of truth is dwelling inside us. When we deny the truth, when we think of the truth as something irrelevant, like a lot of people now living with this like a conviction, it is not important to know the truth. It doesn't matter. Let me live the way I want to live. What difference does it make if this is right and this is wrong? Everything in our current world is relative. The people, everyone is convicted that I am happy with the way I am. I don't need to know anything more. How can we claim by living such a life that we have the spirit of truth inside us that makes us to know God, the Lord the Christ, who is the truth? Also, the Spirit of God allows us to receive the Word of God with joy. Why those people who really know God, when it is time for fasting or for doing a charity, they rejoice in spite of the fact that they are doing something against the flesh? Why? Simply because they receive the Holy Spirit inside them, and then this allows them to receive the Word of God with joy. Heed St. Paul here speaking to the people of Thessalonica. He said to them, and you became followers of us and of the world, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. We receive the word in much affliction with joy, even with all of the tribulations that we might endure because of the struggle we have to go through. Then still we receive it with joy. It is the work of the Holy Spirit within us that allows us so. So let us summarize some of these works that the Holy Spirit is working inside us. The Holy Spirit helps in our weaknesses. So the Holy Spirit helps in our weaknesses, convicts the world, He comforts our souls, He guides us to know God, and He allows us to receive the Word of God with joy. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.